And Dan Orlovsky knows that situation well. He's the backup in Tampa. He's been the backup in a few other places. He's kind enough to join us. Dan, thanks for your time. How are things?
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Things are good. How are you guys?
Well, things are fine. Would like to get into just what your job entails because, well, you know, you've been tapped on the shoulder in the second quarter of games. You've got the run in there. We've saw four starters get knocked out of games this week. What's your percentage of snaps with the first team on an average week?
Well, I think that ranges, you know, what level of experience you have. For me personally, I haven't taken a snap with our starters since training camp. So I don't get any reps during the week just because Josh is still, I guess, a younger quarterback, and I'm kind of an older veteran guy. So I've had my reps in game experiences throughout my career. So I don't get reps during the week. I run the scout team versus our defense. So that kind of keeps my timing fresh and just feeling and seeing live bullets during the week fresh. But reps-wise, I don't get anything. But my role is to know our game plan every week and be ready to – I've always taken the mindset of be ready to take the first snap because you just never know what could happen. I learned early on in my career that the window of opportunity is so small and you just have to be ready for it and take advantage of it. I've been able to do that, so I'm a lot more comfortable now in my eighth year than I was in my third, fourth, fifth year with my role, but also understanding what comes along with that role. So it's kind of the nature of the beast. Be ready to play and play well. And if you don't, they'll find somebody who can.
How much are you almost in or are you not in a role as an extra quarterback or assistant coach, whether it's during the meetings during the week where they look for your input and your maybe you and the quarterback's coach and Josh are all talking about things, or even on Sunday when Josh is coming to the sidelines? How much are you part of that communication before game day and then again on game day?
I feel like I have a pretty good hand in it. I will say this, our offensive coordinator Mike Sullivan and our quarterback coach Ron Turner have really done a remarkable job week in and week out of getting not only Josh but myself ready to play. And Coach Yano, since the day he's walked in, has preached a message of prepare through the event, not to the event. And so not only do coaches take that seriously, but we as players do. So I feel like I have a pretty good hand in it. In our meetings, I have pretty much an open door to speak on how I see things when I'm watching film or my thoughts on things. And I take my role with Josh very seriously. I realized early on that he could be really, really, really good. And I just felt he needed some guidance, someone who's kind of seen a lot, been through a lot to help him. He's done a great job of kind of taking what I have to say. Through the games, I just try to give him little pieces of information, the stuff that I'm seeing, reminders in his head, trying not to give him too much information, but also making sure that he's covered all bases in certain situations, encouraging him, you know, just giving him an extra set of eyes. So it's one of the things that people don't see a lot and probably don't think it's a big deal, but it's a huge deal knowing from someone like myself who's actually had the opportunity to play in a decent amount of games too, to have an extra set of eyes, an extra thought out there that someone you could trust is huge.
Stan Orlovsky, backup quarterback in Tampa, kind enough to join us on the Hardys Hotline. Bucks got a good thing going right now, 3 wins in a row. Dan, your impressions on Schiano, I mean, let's face it, there's a stigma with all college coaches. All right. I mean, you played against him, right, when you were at UConn and he was at Rutgers, didn't you?
Yeah, 3 times. I make sure he hears about once a week. I played against him, kind of got to know him through just players that I had known that played under him or coaches that coached against him or heard of him at least. And then when I was going through free agency this year and had a couple of different options with team-wise, when he signed to be the head coach here, that kind of popped up because I know what I had an idea of what he was about. He's kind of like me. I'm very old school, old-fashioned. I think there's one way to get things done, and that's just hard work. I could say this. he's better than I thought he would be. I think he's got a bright, bright future. He believes in what he does, which is huge, especially when you're going through difficult times, which we kind of had a tough first month. But he never wavered, and it's old cliche kind of terms, but that's huge for guys to see. I think guys are really, really starting to take to him. I think he's a perfect fit for this team. This team is a younger team. It needs discipline, and I think guys have accepted that, and it's working for us right now.
How long can that act, how long can that very disciplined, and I don't know if it's collegiate approach, because first off, is it much different than anything you've dealt with in the pros, but how long does the tough college discipline act have a shelf life for in the National Football League?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily an act. I think it's just what he believes in. And that's when I said, when you go through difficult times and you don't waver, and this is just who you are, and this is the way you believe in doing things, guys can appreciate that and respect that. I have been so removed from the college game, I couldn't tell you if it was a college act or not. But I also believe that football is a lot simpler than people make it out to be. Football is a game that the guys who can do things fundamentally and technically sound longer and better than their opponent have a better chance to win consistently. That's what he's about. Football is very much so about players, not plays. You need your wrinkles and you need your game plans, but you know, there's only so many defenses and only so many offenses teams can run. So I don't think it's an act. I think it's who he is. I think that guys on this team have bought into it. I think he, you know, is cut from a cloth of, like I said, old school coaches who believe in, you know, doing things the right way and the hard way and putting in the time. And I think the thing that surprised me the most about him, I think, is he has kind of adjusted to the NFL game so quickly, as far as realizing that guys need to be mentally and physically fresh for Sundays and not beating us up through the week. I think he's done a really good job of balancing that, because it is a balancing act, and making sure your team is ready to play on Sundays. The bottom line is 16 things matter in this league, and that's every Sunday. So I don't think it's an act. I think it's really who he is, and I think guys on this team have really started to appreciate it and buy into it. And I for me personally, it's kind of the way I think things have to be run to be successful. He reminds me a lot of a guy that I was with Houston. I have a ton of respect for, and Gary Kubiak. And that I see the success that those guys are having down there now. And I think he's kind of cut from that same cloth.
Well, Dan, we appreciate you making time for us. Safe travels to Carolina. And obviously, if you get in the game, good luck. And the Bucs on a roll right now. And we appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Dan Orlovsky.